Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. All right. Great state of Michigan, Warren, Michigan, the president of the United States, a former president. Oh, a little motel. All right. And I can stretch this up.
Can't hear you, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing, Bianchi?
What are you doing, playing with the mute button?
No, I'm not playing with the mute button.
You've been
at
talking
all.
To yourself, man. I can't hear nothing.
You can't hear nothing at all?
Not until you said, hey, how you doing, Bianchi?
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't hear no tapes, huh? Wow, that's weird.
Yeah,
I was playing. I was playing the end of Trump's speech in Michigan, and they were newscast from today, I believe. Oh, no, Friday. Friday. A police officer was walking about a block away from the station house, and she was stabbed 20 times, and she was going to retire in 6 months. So she retired Friday for good. People are going crazy, Bianchi. They're just going crazy. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you got that right. Crazy as ape shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. People were sending me all kinds of tapes. You can't hear this at all?
Mm-mm. I didn't hear it. Egg, is this 8 o'clock? When did you come on? 7?
It's 8:05. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock here.
9 o'clock there.
You're 9:05.
So you couldn't have played too much.
No, I didn't play too much. I played some. I thought you could hear it.
No, I couldn't hear anything. You must have been playing some old Al Kaline highlights or something. Yeah, but you got that right. Some crazy folks out here, man.
Yeah, I seen a lady walking down, just walking on the subway. And a guy comes up, just slams her into the wall and starts beating the hell out of her on the ground. Just beating the hell out of her. God.
Well, where is her weapon?
Oh, you can't have one in New York City. You know that.
Shit. I tell you what, I'd have one.
I would, too. I sure as hell would. At least a knife. I would at least have a knife, and it would be opened, and I would take care of business if I could.
Yeah, the women should be carrying two guns, one on the hip, one in their bra, a derringer.
Yeah. A little derringer.
That has, like, the lady in Gunsmoke. It has to be your new apparel.
Miss Kitty, yes. Yes, sir. You have to have a big enough breast, though, to be able to have one that fits.
You got to get Cinnamon qualified.
Oh, she's qualified, all right.
And ready.
Okay.
Because you don't know what could happen out there, man.
Pianti,
walking up a dog driveway.
Take over for a second. Cinnamon wants me to put her in the green room real quick. So you just keep talking. You got people on the switchboard. I'll be right back.
Who's on the switchboard? Where's Daniel at? It ain't a show without Daniel and Big Kathy. Speaking on the things that's going on down there in Sweet Home, Alabama. And there's a lot of things going on that don't even make the news. And then there's things out there that should be in the news, but because the news is so biased and slanted, and it doesn't fit their narrative, you never hear anything about it. And it seems like every religious show that I tune in, seems like they're talking about voting. Everybody needs to go out and vote. You know, stuff been going on as far as the voting and paying attention to the politics. Hey, you had 8 years of Obama, 4 of Trump, 4 of Biden. That's 16 years of your life that you have dedicated a great part of, or a partial part of, being considerate and concentration on what's going on in the politics. And even after that period of time, I still come up with the same conclusion on these liberals and these do-nothing Republicans.
Mitch McConnell?
Yes.
Yes. I believe Trump mentioned him again tonight. He kind of mentions old Mitch.
It's just terrible. It is just terrible.
Yeah,
but I'll be damned if I'm going to lay down. I'm going to continue to fight the bastards. Hey, I get my enthusiasm and revigoration by listening to a George S. Patton speech.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great speech. I should play it some night.
Yeah, you should play it every night to make it start sticking home. You realize who the dang the enemies are. They're all over the place in every form and shape and fashion. You know, you never would have thought the things was going on. This had been going on behind the scenes. You not listen to. As a matter of fact, I emailed you that interview that teacher, that former teacher in Los Angeles, who quit.
Yeah,
and she began to realize. Yeah, she began to realize years before the point in time she got ready to quit how her and teachers, through teachers' instruction, was being indoctrinated. Then the lesson plans that's being developed for kids with these questions that don't allow them to think rather than do you support Black Lives Matter, they want to know, the question is, how can you help Black Lives Matter? Now, what kind of damn question? How do you know those people want to help them?
Yeah.
And if they say they don't, then they get bad grades.
Yeah. Then they get bad where they won't get a raise. They'll put that on their file so they don't get a raise and they're stuck where they're at money-wise. Yeah, that was a good tape. How racism is taught in California high schools. Unreal.
Yeah, play that. Maybe Daniel and them pop in by now.
Let me see who's in here. We got a lot of people in here, but nobody's put up their little fingers. I'll play a little bit of it. It's about a half hour, though. I think 38 minutes, if I remember right. No, hold on. That's not it. Takes on Jennifer. No. Let me go back. I'll get there, Bianchi. I'll get there. Believe me. Here we go. probably a commercial. Oh my God, they got grandmas in a box. Two men in a truck.
None of your tape music. I mean, audio is coming across.
Is it playing?
I don't hear anything. God, can you hear it?
Yeah, I'm hearing it through my headphones, but you guys aren't hearing it. And it says on my mixer it's playing. Huh. I don't know what the hell's going on with it. Let me try something real quick. Damn, that was good too, what she was saying. Kaylee, what was her name? Doggone it. Give that lady, Fontanella. Woo, that's a mouthful. Hold on for a minute.
Nope, don't hear anything, Daddy.
Not a thing, huh? Well, oh, I'm sorry. I was hearing it. I don't understand it, but I don't understand a hell of a lot. Let's see if I hit the right button here. Yeah? Testing. Yeah, that's the right button. Well, I don't know, Bianchi. That was a good tape. You know, Cinnamon sleeps in this chair once in a while because of our dog, and he has night terrors now. And she has this little footstool, and she kicks my damn wires every which way. So it could be.
Yeah, one of the ones that come loose back there. Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dog has night terrors. What is he, 9/11 or what?
No. No, not 9/11. He was between two colors when we picked him up. I think that's what he's afraid of. Well, we gotta do it on our own.
Yeah, I guess you just got to hold the damn phone up against the speaker or something. That's what I do.
No, I'm. Okay, I can see if I can hear it on my phone. Let me see here. Certainly don't want to call my doctor. We'll see.
But that lady gave her a good testimony. Of course, she started her own homeschool.
Yeah.
Her. Well, not actually. Okay.
Hold on, Bianchi. Hold on, I gotta turn that. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, hell with that. Okay, we're having a bad night already. It must be Blog Talk. I don't know. There's no wires loose. There's nothing going on. I would like to play some of that. It was very good.
You got the knobs turned up at 12 o'clock?
Yeah, everything's... I don't touch it. I don't touch it after I do this show on Sunday night. I don't touch this mixer again until until Saturday night. So I don't know what the problem is. It is weird. That's the first time this has happened, when I can read everything on my...
You got the audio up on the, what is it, YouTube? I don't know how they work.
Nah. I got everything.
We have to come off the computer into the mixer, into the telephone, I guess. I don't know.
No. Yeah, it goes from the computer into the mixer and out, back out again. Man, I had a good tape of Maxine Waters, too. Damn, I wanted to play that. She got caught in the, she was talking to a banker, and it was during a House hearing, and he said she got mad at the guy because the banker said, if you do that, then this is going to happen and da-da-da. And she didn't like it. It was great what he said. It was true. And she said, we'll just go socialist. And then she stopped. And then she stopped for about 10 seconds. Then she said, well, we'll just take over. We'll just take over if that happens. Oh, yeah, you will. Well, there you go. I wish you could hear it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have to chew down your alpha coming in late, unless he's sick.
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably here. I don't know. There's some Skype numbers. We got some Skype numbers. Well, anyway.
You got the mixer plugged in?
Yeah, everything's going. If it wasn't plugged in, Bianchi, you wouldn't be hearing me.
Maybe you got the computer plugged in where yours belong.
Jesus, now what? Now what the hell? Now you can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I can't hear myself in the headphones for some reason. Let's see if you can hear the tapes now then. Let's see. Tell me if you can hear this.
Nope.
No?
No, I can't.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Maybe it needs to be turned off and turned back on.
Oh, if I do that, we're going to lose the show.
Oh, don't do that. Good gracious.
Yeah. I'll have to start all over. And we don't want to do that. Anyway. Well, there we are, folks.
Well, I haven't heard anything from Jean in a long time. Is she still on the planet?
Yeah, she's still here. Whoa, she's still here. She's busy as hell with her business. And she works. I mean, she's a worker. She doesn't slouch around. She gets up in the morning and she's out there. She's out there planning and picking and everything else. And then she takes it and sells it. And she does a hell of a job. That's why we don't see her.
Well, I guess it's about that time. Getting close to Charlie Brown's pumpkin.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Oh, by the way, the Tigers won. Tigers on some kind
of... When is the season over?
This week, this coming week. Tigers, I think, has 4 more games. I think they got to go out to Seattle. I think that ends it.
I wonder if Judge going to hit any more homers.
Well, he's kind of stuck on 61. Now, they were letting you go to the games for free on MLB. They would let you, it's still free. What happened to it? Oh, tomorrow it's free. So if you go to MLB.com and look for Baltimore against the Yankees, you will see it's watch for free, and you can, it's a great pitcher too. Damn good pitcher. Ooh, solid. Better than my TV. Solid. And Atlanta and the Mets, they're fighting for first place. Yeah, a lot of things are happening in the world of baseball. Michigan won. There you go. I don't know about LSU. They were playing Auburn. Alabama won.
This thing with this, where these players can jump to teams like that.
Yeah.
Got things all messed up.
Yeah. They're playing 17 games now. With a week off. I think that's wrong. They're making more money playing the same schedule that the NFL is playing.
Yeah.
I keep trying to voice.
The whole idea about education seems like it's been kicked out the door.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Damn, people sent me things to play about education, and you sent me some stuff for education, and I can't play any of it. It could be, it's either Blog Talk or the phone line. I don't know, Skype could be screwed up on my end. I don't know. It is going through my mixer. I guess I won't find out till tomorrow, huh? Won't find out till tomorrow. So it's going to be
kind of...
You're going
to lose a lot of customers.
Yeah, well, they'll get over it. They'll get over it. I don't really care. Don't really care. We did gain some followers on Twitter. We're up to 23,543, I think. I think that's what it was. We get up, they take them away. Oh, it was 557. 557. 23,000. So that's pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it. But they're not going to hear any tapes tonight that they sent me. Sorry. Sorry, kids.
You have people marching outside your door.
I can hear them. I can hear them. Can even hear them. And that's pretty damn loud. Pretty damn loud. Oh. You, Otis, you'll get over it. Come on, lay down, killer. Well, this might be a short show tonight. I would imagine.
Imagine people are floated out in the ocean because of the hurricane.
That could be it.
Deep water. Oh,
that could be. That could be when we. No, we go through the Bronx. We go through New York. So I don't think that's what it is. I think it's Skype or Blog Talk, one or the other. And hell, I can't read. My eyes are jumping all over the place.
That may be the problem right there.
I can't read. You smart ass. Oh man. Oh. Yeah, you know that lady's a pretty lady too. Damn, she's pretty. She's smart.
Yeah,
and
a lot of people pissed off unneedlessly with the Florida governor because he's sending these refugees, immigrants, illegals to the sanctuary city. Why do they name themselves these sanctuary spots? What do you expect?
Yeah,
it'd be like somebody setting up a stand in the middle of Alaska advertising hot chili.
Oh man. Hot chili.
Why are they getting pissed off? And these lawyers that's out here encouraging and coaching, they need to be brought to the table too.
Yeah.
Because they're assisting people to commit crimes and how to avoid punishment and detection as they commit those crimes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a sad thing. They're screwing our kids up. They lost 2 years of school. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine what would happen if I had lost 2 years of school.
Yeah.
2 years of school, and you get on your computer, and that's where you stay. That's where you damn stay. Kids getting picked up on their computer. I don't know. Kids are screwed up, buddy. We got to do something about it.
I don't know what you're going to do. By the time you detect that they screwed up, it's usually too late.
Yeah. It's not too late to turn it around, though.
Oh, shit, you got something there.
You heard that?
Yeah, it sounded like an explosion.
It was a bomb.
Or somebody flushed the toilet.
No, that wasn't a toilet flush. That was, you got it right. That was a bomb. That was a...
Do it again. Maybe you shake something loose.
Maybe. I can't even get this to play at all. Oh, there we go.
That sounds like a toilet.
There you go.
Like a dry flush.
Yeah. There you go. You said toilet. As Archie Bunker would say, turtle it. You know, turtle it. Wow. Well, this is exciting, Pianti. Really is. Oh, man. Where's Lori Ann when you need her? Where is she? Damn it.
I bought a book.
I thought maybe you...
Five Floors Up. Having to do with firefighters during 9/11.
Well, I've been playing something. You can't hear it at all.
You sure you got it in the right plug?
I don't touch it. I don't touch it. You wouldn't be hearing me if I had it in the wrong one.
Where's Cinnamon at?
he is working.
Maybe she needs to get it together.
She needs to get home, huh? Well. Well, that didn't work either, so I'm out of suggestions. I am looking and I can't see anything. And my microphone is on a stand, it won't go that low. So I don't know what to do. To be honest with you. If I turn it off, I won't be able to get back on. Without starting it over again, I could do that.
Well, I thought you'd have all this stuff ready last night when you went to bed.
No, no.
You know the importance of the night.
Yeah, I know.
People wait all week long.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, geez. I could kill the show and start it all over. You think you can call back in, Bianchi?
I ain't got nothing else to do.
Okay, now I won't be able to do it until 10 o'clock now. I missed the 9:30. It's only on a half hour, so I'd have to wait till 10 o'clock.
9:35.
Yeah.
Well, can you do it at 9:55?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can... The show won't start, but I can get you on. I can get you on at 1:45. But the show won't be on. So 10 o'clock.
Well, I don't know. Do whatever you think you need to do. Ain't nobody out here else. You got people on the board holding the queue?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. We got about 14 people in the queue. Yeah.
You know, if they say something, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, Frank, say something, damn it. Here's Frank.
Hey, guys, what are you up to, man?
Well, we're trying to blow this mixer up. Can you hear me?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah,
Frank?
I can hear you now.
Okay, Roy.
What are you trying to blow up now?
My mixer. Mixer. And headphones and a microphone. I don't... Hold the phone. I can't do that. Drives me nuts.
Oh, I don't either, man. I put in earplugs.
There you go.
So I can do other things, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's a pretty chilly night tonight, folks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got there right at like 50 the other night.
Shit.
55.
Because they started breaking out with the long johns, man. Yeah.
I already packed my thong away. I packed it away.
That's way too much information, dude. That's way too much information.
My fur thong. Yeah, it's gone.
Your fur thong. Hey, you might make $1 million off that idea, buddy.
My leopard skin. Look out. Anyway, I can't play anything there, Frank. That's what we were trying to do. And we were discussing whether to kill the show and have you all call back in at 10 o'clock or not.
Why?
Because I can't play any tapes. People send a lot of tapes in today or during the week, and I can't play them.
Well, then I guess you gotta...
I don't know
why would anybody, why do you want to call them back, though?
Well, you know, if I start the show over, it'd be nice if you call back, you know.
Oh, I think you want to start out with a fresh step, huh?
Do I have to?
Yeah, like Joe Biden's fresh start.
Yeah, I think Frank...
Joe Biden.
Well...
Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, poor Joe.
Start off with a fresh start.
I just heard something this past week. I heard Sleepy Joe giving some kind of lecture and gratitude for people that partaked in his little party.
Oh, God, yes.
And the dumbass forgot that he called out somebody's name. And are they here? Well, he went to the damn funeral. Of course you're not there. Damn
no.
fool.
She died last month. Her name was Jackie. And she died last
yeah.
month. Going, where's Jackie at?
Dumbass.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my
dumb.
God.
You're there to honor her. To honor her with this thing. And you didn't know she was dead? Come on.
He went to her damn funeral. That's pretty damn sad. You know? I hope you didn't
chime in. Alligators coming
in.
Alligators are going into people's houses down in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I bet you snakes and shit like that, too.
Yeah, pythons. That's what I was thinking of when Louisiana was underwater. New Orleans, I said, oh, boy.
New Orleans.
There's going to be some damn snakes and...
You know...
Hell, they walk across the road.
Yeah.
That irked me, what I heard on the news today.
What?
You know, FEMA moves really slow because, of course, they're under government, control, whatever you want to call it. But listen to this.
Yeah.
They are telling these people in Florida, hey, we'll get to you, we'll get to you. But on the other hand... You know, they're shipping all these illegal immigrants to five-star hotels and shit like that, but they're telling all these, you know, residents of the United States, we'll get to you, we'll get to you. I think that's a bunch of crock.
Yeah, they are shipping them all over the United States, but if you ship them to the wrong spot, they'll board you up the next day and ship you out.
Yep. Yep, we already know about that Martha Stewart incident.
Martha Stewart?
Or, I'm sorry, it wasn't Martha Stewart. Shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the,
oh, this,
shit, what's the name of the place?
This, I'm not going to tell you. This, Vineyard, does that make ring a bell?
Yeah, Martha Vineyard, yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Martha Stewart. She probably does live there, though, you know.
She probably does. She probably does her show from there, too, man.
Doubt it. Oh, God. Oh, she did a commercial with Snoop Dogg, so they wouldn't let Snoop Dogg on that island, so forget it.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Snoop,
wow.
Snoop Dogg, if you're got color, you can't go onto that island unless you're a former president. Then you can go.
Yeah.
You can buy, yeah. You can afford to buy a $12 million mansion on the, at Martha's house.
Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You can go.
I'm gonna get you saying Martha Stewart, ain't I?
No, 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 no. I know damn better than that. Just on his property, they could have pitched tents and all 50 of them could have stayed. That's how big his property is.
Well, you know, I'm really surprised they didn't actually hire him to work. Of course, they're not going to pay him minimum wage, but shit, to stay on Martha Vineyard and work the grape field or whatever they grow there, other than maybe they're growing weed out there now. Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I don't think they grow anything, buddy. And they already got enough Mexicans doing that job. Thank you very much.
Oh,
they don't need to hire anymore. Well, but they're getting slaughtered on Twitter. They're starting to make memes. All these memes about Martha's Vineyard. I can't remember what they said, but they were funnier than hell. Some people were really pissed.
Huh. Well, yeah, I said, FEMA, and sometimes they act, sometimes they don't. It all depends on who's all involved. But you know doggone well that governor out of Florida is really on the Democrat shit list, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He is, and finally,
and now he's asking for,
Well, he asked before this thing even hit, he asked for emergency funding. And
yeah, they told him to go pee up a rope, didn't they?
Well, no, no, no. No. But he didn't get to talk to Biden. He talked to the other people in FEMA. But he did finally get to talk to Biden a couple days later after the thing hit.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it wiped, according to the news I read today, what I could read anyway, looked like Fort, or no, yeah, was it Fort Ritchie? Or Fort Myers, Fort Myers it was. Fort Myers is wiped off the map.
Wow.
That's what the article is saying. I got two friends.
I wonder, because that's what they were saying, that hurricane was going to wipe out some of Florida. But the question is when the water recedes, will they come back out up on, you know, from being underwater, or are they going to be completely gone?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm sure they're getting a ton of rain.
Yeah, we're going to get it here. It's going to come north.
Oh, yeah. We always do.
Yeah. It'll be high winds. We may not get any rain, but it'll be high winds.
I already got a tower laying on my roof I got to get off tomorrow. I don't want any more high winds.
What kind of power you got on your house?
Not power.
Power light.
Tower. You know, remember those
tower.
Antenna towers?
Yeah, you know, yeah. The tripod ones.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. I have had one of those, and I had a light on top of it, and it was beautiful. It's been glowing for 15 years until the other night when it crashed down.
Huh.
And it, boom, and those lights cost a lot of money.
Yeah, they do. And they're a pain in the butt to put up there, too, especially when you get older, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to put it up there.
Oh, so you're too old.
I'm too damn old. And that tower is in half, so it wouldn't be tall enough.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be tall enough.
Did you ever have one of those ham radios? And those towers?
No, I wanted one. I always wanted a ham radio. But,
I think time now is to invest in one because you might need it.
I've got about four. It seems like every time I went to Alabama, I'd buy a new CB. So I got plenty of CB.
Yeah.
I can stock everybody.
No, I'm talking about the old. I don't know if they're really old, if they even make them anymore. Those.
Oh yeah,
those
they
transistor type with the tubes in them. You know?
Yeah, I don't know about the tubes, but they do make ham radios. Yeah, I almost bought one a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It was I didn't know how good it would be.
I hear you have to have a license to talk on one of those.
Well, I don't think I got a third class license. That's all you need. Back in the day, I don't know what it is now, but I had to get a third class license when I worked at WTAC.
Uh-huh.
Because there was no engineer at night, so you had to have a third-class license.
Right.
Everybody did, so at that time, everybody that worked in radio had to. So.
Yeah, I don't know if they hold true to the day, though.
Oh,
I really don't know.
It expired sometime, long time ago, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, but so has the whole industry, pretty much. I don't know about the whole industry, but, you know, there's still people that are doing it, especially in other countries that got those ham radios, you know. Pretty neat thing to have, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to get a skip on my CB when I'd come home from work. I'd get a skip, and I'd be talking to a guy in Minnesota about three times a week. And,
yeah.
Well, I'm a ham radio operator. Did you know that, Donnie?
Yeah, I did. I was about to tell him that, but I got to thinking about something else. Yeah, Bianchi.
Hey, listen,
knows
I'm gonna mute for a minute. I gotta play.
Where you
more.
Going, Frank? We can't stand no more mutes.
I know, because I fall asleep when I mute, man.
Mute, buddy. We put over that air, that wind tunnel that you were in just a few minutes ago. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, I'm driving in my car, so it's like, I'm running off to get my wife a Frosty from Wendy's. So.
Oh, boy, are you henpecked. Oh, my God. Don't tell me that, Frank.
And I'm loving it from the woman. You know, hold on a minute.
What a sissy. Oh, my God. Stand up to her, Frank. Stand up to her. Or put her over your knee and spank her. Do something. Don't let her get away with that. Come on now.
Yeah. Don't let nobody pull no quick one on you, Frank.
Yeah. Frank's scared. Bianchi. Frank is scared of his wife. I can tell. I used to be like that. Okay, honey, I'll run to the store. There's only 10 inches of snow out here. Oh, my car doesn't start. I'll go ahead and run down to the store. It's only 2 blocks that way, 2 blocks this way. Okay? Okay. You bitch. Then she divorced me in 10 years. All my marriages lasted 10 years. And no, I had some good ladies, sweethearts. And they still are. They still are good ladies. Part of the family, they are. More part than I am.
You an outcast there, Danny?
There you go. Donnie, Danny, you can call me anything you want there.
Okay, whatever, man.
Joey, come on now. Martha Stewart, come on in. Okay, Bianchi. Bianchi, tell him about, or tell both of us about ham radio operations.
What do you want to know?
Well, damn it. Just talk about it. I mean, what kind of range did you have? What kind of range did you have?
Had to learn how to receive Morse code 20 words a minute, I think it was.
Oh, see, I didn't have to do that. No, hell no.
Oh, you had it. I had a third class commercial.
You had third. Oh, I didn't have no damn. They have to do any. SOS.
No, that was for the ham radio license. I forget what it was for. Just done the third class commercial for the fun of it.
I did the third class radio. I don't know if it's any different. Here's look who's here. It could be Daniel. Did you know we started the show at 9 o'clock?
Y'all might have made it to third class, but that's about it. I'm joking.
Yeah, well, listen to this.
Now you look, you just can't come walking in here any time you get ready.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry.
So at 9 o'clock, and Bianchi.
You know,
Here's what threw me off. Not only is Auburn now losing, okay, that threw me off. I had to wake up early, and go to Lowe's and get a pole saw.
Pole saw?
A pole saw.
What the hell is a pole saw?
It's one of them chainsaws on a stick.
I got you. I know what you're talking about.
To what? We got some azaleas that need to be trimmed and... No, the azaleas need to be cut down. The crepe myrtles need to be trimmed. My bad, I get them mixed up.
Hey, Daniel, we don't care about your damn flowers. We don't care.
And I really don't either.
LSU is playing Auburn tonight.
Uh-huh, yeah. Nice of you to bring it up.
Bianchi's team against your team. There you go. What's the score, by the way?
LSU's up by 3, whatever it is.
Oh,
27, 2017 or 21-17, something like that.
hell.
It's good game.
Yeah. You acted like you were getting smeared, buddy.
Well, we were up 17-3.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So, they done turned it on.
Yeah, they said, we're tired of playing with this Alabama
team. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. I got you.
What y'all got going on tonight? What's the word? What's the good word besides Russia taking back their territory?
Wow.
What do you expect?
I didn't know they took it back. I just went to, before I came, I went to three different places, and it said it showed Ukrainians waving their little flag because they took their land back. So
yeah, I think it was four provinces in eastern Ukraine. Since 2014, they have voted for Russia to come back in and take them back into Russia because they were once, I think before World War One, before Ukraine never became a nation, look that up. Ukraine's still not a nation. But the leaders of those four provinces, two were on one side of Putin, two were on the other side. They're political leaders, you know. And they have wanted to be back in Russia forever, ever since whoever the Nazis in Ukraine, who are running Ukraine and have been for years, took them over.
Well, I heard yesterday, and you can tell me if this is right or wrong, you probably know, that they signed a letter to join NATO.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Now, that is Zelensky and the Nazis that are in Kyiv and in the eastern, I'm sorry, the western part of Ukraine. The western part of Ukraine is ruled by Zelensky out of the capital of Kyiv and his administration.
Right.
Which are far right Nazis. I mean that they are Nazis. There's
okay.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he signed they're trying to what's the word? Expedite to make it faster. Is that the word?
Yeah.
They're trying to expedite Ukraine getting into NATO because of what Russia's done. So
if that happens,
ugly.
Do you know why they're getting into NATO?
What the hell? That sounded like a bomb when you
it
came
did,
up.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Damn. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
I say, do you know why they want to get into NATO?
No,
protection, I mean.
That's it. Bingo. Because we're going to throw a bunch of money. We're going to get sucked into this war.
Do you know why?
Financially.
Do you know why the United States wants them in?
For the war?
Grain, food, oil. Yeah. Why?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, of all of the above. We'll give that to them anyway.
Yeah.
So they can put missile defenses up over there and right next to Russia, and Russia ain't going to play that game.
Russia ain't going to play that game at all.
No. That's why
Russia is not the bad guy.
I tell you what, they had an agreement back in April, and this is... People were talking, people who should know were talking about it this week,
mm-hmm.
that they had an agreement, but the United States vetoed the agreement. They had another agreement that Britain went ahead and vetoed, and the United States, too. They want this thing to keep going, because if we can't be in a war, well, we're not making money, so we're going to supply all this crap to Ukraine and cash money, run
some guns.
Yeah, and cash money too. Don't forget that now.
Yeah,
cash
you're right.
Money. And you peel off a couple million here and a couple million there and a couple million over here, and there you go, because you haven't bought a goddamn thing with it, money.
Right, right. You're right about that.
You watching your stocks, folks? You watching your stocks?
Oh, I've got an email from people from the truck plant that listened to our show in Lansing and Fort Wayne about they hate it when Obama was president because their 401s went to hell. They loved it when Trump was president because they got all their money back, plus they went double what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are losing their ass again. And one guy said, "I apologize. I'm one that voted for Biden. I apologize to everybody."
Too late now, dummy.
Too late.
You're gonna have to suffer.
Man, we all got to suffer.
We're gonna have another housing crisis hitting us here. The floor's about ready to fall out, man.
I see where he's falling back on his student loan promises, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That's not going so good for him. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he realizes, maybe somebody told him, "Hey, dummy, there's more people that haven't gone to college that are working that actually, you know, went to college. So they don't want to pay for your damn $10,000 gift." Which is $250 million.
Yeah, that's what I say too.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to get $10,000 off their student loan. You know, $10,000 off of a student loan nowadays ain't shit.
No,
right?
It isn't. Yeah.
It ain't even worth the paper it's written on.
You're right.
You know what
you
I mean?
Know, if I was going to give $10,000 off, it sure would be for something that we need. We need college students for, like engineers.
Fire, no,
well,
damn.
That's just it. I mean, think about it. I don't know. You know, I've been in the college environment for quite a few years in the past.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't a student, thank God. But no, man. It's like you want a Pell Grant, you want a student loan. Y'all, you got to get a student loan before you can get a Pell Grant. Well, geez, you get into that Pell Grant, all these kids that are going to school, you know, granted, you know, they're fresh out of high school. There's a good chance they're still living at home. Real good chance.
True.
Okay. Now, when they go to get financial aid, what does financial aid look at? They don't look at no 16, 17-year-old kid's income because they ain't got one. They're looking
right
at mom and dad's income, okay? Now, they go for the Pell Grant. Now, the Pell Grant's based on your income, or I should say the family's income, the mom, the dad, or who's ever working in the house. Well, mom and dad, basically. Now, if we go and get a Pell Grant, and our income's based on our Pell Grant, now you got to take out a loan because the colleges are making nothing but money. They keep jacking up the prices all the time. Because why? The federal government guarantees that loan. It really does.
Yeah.
So when the federal government guarantees that loan, the colleges, the roof is, there is no roof.
No.
I mean, they could charge the hell out of them.
That's
because
what
they know that the federal government is going to back them.
That's what I've been saying all along. The colleges need to get some skin in the game. And I guarantee
you. You're absolutely right.
Raising prices and paying $20 million for coaches would stop in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sports is a little bit off-priced. You guys all know that. You know, but it's all about sports. Americans like their sports. A lot of people like their sports all over the globe. It's all about sports.
Well, Michigan puts 111,000 people in the stands every every week. Every week they're in at home. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That one game will support all the other sports. Baseball, tennis, women's sports, everything. Basketball.
Soccer.
Basketball, men's basketball, they support themselves. They're real good. So there you go. It's a mess. But the colleges have to have skin in the game. And that will stop all this nonsense. Every year they raise raise tuition. We got to do this. We got to do that. We're going to have to raise it by $3,000-$4,000 every freaking year. One of the Ivy League schools, it was $62,000 a year to go.
God.
$62,000 a year. Are you out of your freaking mind? Are you out of your freaking mind?
And they're going to...
If I had that money, hold on, Daniel. Mm-hmm. If I had that money and I was paying that money, my son wanted to go there, daughter, I would be having, because I'd be able to afford it. Private investigators, if he sees you in a bar, you're done.
Exactly.
You're done. You ain't a party animal. You're there to learn. $62,000 worth, buddy.
Mm.
Oh man, that's. I think that's what needs to be happening. But I, you know, what do I know?
Hey, well, Donnie, you're right. Get the government, the schools get in the game. They're going to have to get a little more current.
Our
system. Yeah, go ahead.
Pianchi,
you know
go
what
ahead.
The saying is, Frank. Is you got these foreigners coming here doing the job that your child went to school and paid $60,000 a year for. That's what the problem is. They need to take them and send them home.
You're right.
Well, yeah, but they're not doing that now, are they?
I like to be a president for about a week. Well, I need a little longer than that.
You probably wouldn't be able to handle it, dude.
I don't know. I watched Biden have a stack of books that he opened up and signed his name to reverse everything that Trump did. So I don't know if you needed a week or not. You probably need 2 days of sign off on all this bullshit to stop it. Tell Congress to go to hell. We haven't got all day. Every day. Then they're saying Pelosi's on her goodbye tour at country to country, and there's no reason for it unless it's a goodbye tour, and that's what they think she's doing. And I do too. She loses that gavel, she's going to retire, I think.
They ought to pelt her with rotten eggs.
I think they ought to do a little more than that, but that's a good start. I was thinking more tar and feather. Hot tar and feather, that would work. Take her a couple of months to get out of that. 81 years old, I think she is, 80 years old. She can't hardly put a sentence together, and she's going around the world on our dime. I don't know what the hell she's doing. And take John Kerry with you. God damn. Retire that bastard. How old is he anyway? He's got to be up there. I remember when he threw his medals across over the fence at the White House. Remember that?
Yeah,
I do. It was a Sunday morning news show, and I don't know who it was. I can't remember, but the guy said, Well, he's going to run for politics. He's going to run for something. It just happened to be on a Sunday morning, because I would never watch that when I was that age. But this happened to be on. Doing that showed a lot of guts, they were saying, a lot of guts. And they said he had a little bitty cut on his arm or hand. I can't remember that he didn't get it in battle or anything. He did it just by walking on a boat and hurt his hand a little bit. And he put himself in for a medal. And Purple Heart, and he got it. John Kerry. Good old John Kerry. Mr. Ketchup. You see that woman? Have you seen a picture or seen that woman at all?
Who, his wife?
Yeah.
Teresa? She's African. You know that, don't you?
No, I don't. I didn't know that.
She's born in Mozambique.
Oh, well, okay. Well, she,
you
know,
she's white, but she was born in Mozambique.
I'm not pretty for nothing, but damn, she ain't an ugly woman. I'm sorry. Tell me John Kerry didn't marry her for cash. Tell me. At least
I don't know.
John McCain married for money, or didn't marry for money, but he got the money. Budweiser distributorship in Arizona, so he got a lot of money. Cindy had a lot of money. So there you go.
Mm.
At least he was pretty. Atlanta 4, New York Mets 2. They're playing for first place, kids. They are playing for first place. Okay, I'll repeat again. They're playing for first place.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
And get Daniel,
oh, boy. Daniel, oh, boy.
Daniel went
oh,
to
boy, Daniel. Your remote access code.
What the heck is all that noise?
I don't know. I lost control. I never had control. Never do on Saturday night. Uh-oh, I heard that. Something popped in my ear. What the hell was that?
Do it again.
Well, I was hoping that would play. I keep checking. Daniel dropped off, folks. You have to call him up.
He got chicken feet.
I almost pushed in episode. Oh, that would be good. That would be good. He might be talking to his mama. I don't know. But we're going to butt in if we can.
Yeah, butt in.
Yeah, I can call from the switchboard. See if this works.
Mm-hmm.
Dialing is... Go. You can't get away with this. Right, fellas? Come on. You got to be bored, so does he.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this. He's not going to answer the phone. Look at this.
Hey, Don, you ever prank anybody?
Well, when people trolled me a lot, and back in the day, I would tell them, I would warn them that I will call you back one time. I'll call you back to show you that I'm calling you back. And if you don't stop, I will be giving your phone number out. It kind of stopped pretty quick. I would never give anybody's phone number out. but they didn't know it.
I've caught that. Who's that guy that plays in Family Feud? That black guy. He's the host of that. What's his name? Come on, help me out, people. Hello? Wow. He hung up.
What happened to Frank? Now he dropped off. What's going on, Bianchi? Uh-oh. Did I lose everybody?
If I get my hands around who was causing this, it's going to be Katie barred the door.
I haven't heard that in 100 years. Well, Frank is back. Let's get him on. Oh, hold on. I put the Skype number on. Okay, Frank, you're on.
Well, what happened, man?
I don't know what happened. Don't ask me. You hung up.
Well, aren't you in control of the switchboard or what?
Yeah, I'm in control, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay.
All right. I'll get over it. Don't worry.
I hope you do, buddy. I do. I do. If you don't, I feel bad. I really will. But when Daniel comes back, we're going to have to whoop some butt. Whoop some butt.
That's right.
Yeah. Blow him up. Well, we had a good conversation. Frank, you were interrupted, so you go ahead and finish your thought there.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
Well, we knew that. We knew
okay.
that.
Okay, the one you asked me to continue for.
Well, because I want you to make yourself look bad. That's all.
I don't need your help.
Okay, you got it, bro. Woo-hoo! Oh, Ben, I tell you, Bianchi drops off. He hasn't dropped
off. I ain't dropped nowhere.
Well, Dan, start talking.
How many
Frank
are you
talking?
On?
I don't want to interrupt to him.
I want to know about how far did you talk on your radio? I mean, you never did answer me.
Walla Walla. I worked a station in Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla. Oh.
On CW, on a particular day in a particular time, and 1 year later, exactly to the hour, I worked them again.
Jesus. Okay.
That was abnormal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be. Yeah. Not gonna tell me. Mm. Must be
yeah, it was fun, ham radio operator. I used to put up towers more than the antenna, and put the antenna on the tower. I used to like to do that.
Yeah,
people had some big arrays.
You're crazy.
Yeah, that was too fun. High up now.
Yeah. Gets thin at the top. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I'd go for that.
Make sure your health insurance is paid up.
Yeah.
Have fun on ham radio.
Yeah.
And we had 2-meter rig in our car.
You had a what?
2-meter.
2-meter?
Used to operate on 2 meters, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little against the law, isn't it? For a CB?
Oh, 2 meters is ham frequency.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out, what that was. Thank you. I don't know much about it.
Okay, there was
a... make phone calls on it. I had a handy talkie I built that could make telephone calls on it. I had a dial pad on it.
used to connect to the phone line through the repeater and make phone calls before they had cell phones.
Oh, wow. That saved a lot of money. That saved a lot of money.
One thing is, everybody can hear what you're saying.
It's going in and out of the house.
Yeah, man, I'm a busy guy. I just kind of run around and do all kinds of things.
You're kissing your wife.
That's why I don't hold my phone. I basically got earbuds.
Okay, good. Because I want to tell you something. Quit kissing your wife's ass, and we'll be fine. Okay, we got Daniel. We got Daniel back on the switchboard, guys. I don't know what we want to do.
We got Daniel, y'all.
Yeah, here we go. Okay,
oh, boy.
Daniel.
Oh, boy.
Tell us the lie. Go ahead. Now he's not going to talk at all. Look at this. Just look at this. Boy. Threaten him and he puts us on mute. Don't worry, Daniel. I can see what you're doing to us, buddy.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
My wife. I don't mind kissing her. She's a good woman.
There
I've
you
been
go.
With her for 30-some-odd years.
Well,
for me to run during the middle of the night to get her some Wendy's frozen Slurpees or whatever the hell it is, that's cool for, by me, man.
Well, that's all right, Frank.
Yeah, I call me pussy whoop, whatever. It's all
don't,
right.
Just don't do that. Don't say that on our show no more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right, man. Oh.
We don't want people
sorry
to
sorry about that.
All
are y'all there?
Oh, yeah, we're here. Now, okay. act like you... Go ahead and act like you didn't have us on mute, Daniel. Go ahead.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I really didn't.
Uh-uh. No.
No, listen, what happened... I mean, I'm serious.
Sure. I know. I know.
No,
why didn't
Mama
you
just
pick called. Up when I
called.
Why didn't you pick up when I called?
Because I was outside.
Don't give a damn where you were. You get running in the house and pick up the phone.
It all happened at the same time. I'm serious. My phone said too far away from the base or whatever. So I was cut off. I cut myself off from the show at the same time the show cut everybody else off.
The show didn't cut nobody off. Nice try.
Well, I don't know what happened. All I know is what Mama said.
I know what happened. What did Kathy say?
Mama just called. She's listening on the internet, and she said everything went silent, and she said that she can't get it back up. I said close everything out, open it back up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Kathy. She could be listening, and I'm awful mad at her. You did give her my message, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I bet you did. I don't trust you, Daniel.
I always do.
Sorry.
I always do.
Sure you do. Sure you do. All right, nobody else is going to whip your ass. I guess I'm done, too. I guess
Come
I'm
on.
Done.
Come on, done. Get it over with.
No, they're all mad.
Who's
I
mad?
I don't know who's mad. Everybody's like on mute or something. I don't know what the hell's going on with Blog Talk Radio tonight. I do not have a clue. Bianchi, are you there? Bianchi usually puts us and eats, so he might be eating.
Yeah. So
keep talking. I'm cleaning my ears.
Okay.
Yeah. You smart ass. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Says a dozen died so far. In that Ian, or if you're fighting it, Ian, and he couldn't get it right. He finally did get it right, though. Ian, then he finally got Ian.
Yeah.
He got that
yeah.
out. Oh, well. Damn. Boy, it's nice to talk to you, Daniel. You and
I
Frank.
I love talking to you, Donnie.
I know.
Frank's still on.
Well, yeah, he said it says he's on. He's
yeah, right. yeah, I got you on mute.
Of course you
do. I keep walking through doors and slamming. I just mute myself and just listen. You know? But, yeah, I still hear him.
Slamming freaking doors and what the hell? You going back down the basement? Is that where the wife keeps you? What the hell?
No, but I should go back down the basement.
You should go somewhere, Frank. You should go somewhere, buddy.
You need to feed those hogs
well,
you have down there.
You just lead the way there, Donnie. Just lead the way.
You're falling down the damn stairs. What the hell? Oh, man. Oh, did you hear Pelosi when she said we need these illegals to pick crops? Did you hear
oh
her say?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, she said that. She
no.
She's catching hell for that.
How rude, man.
81 years old, do you think she'd have a brain?
Yeah, really.
I think
that's
she's older
crazy,
than 81.
Man.
Oh,
she probably
really?
Is.
Yeah, I think she's like 87.
Hey, no, she's not that old. I think 80, 81.
Yeah, Feinstein is 89.
Well, Feinstein is... Nobody's heard from her. They put her in a corner.
Oh, yeah. You didn't
put her in a corner. Go
they
ahead.
Just, a reporter overheard, or somebody that reported to the reporter, overheard her aides briefing her about the vote for the continued funding for the government. And then they got done briefing her on it, and so they're walking up the elevator, and she's going, I don't even know what that is. What are you guys talking about? Like, oh okay, that's the one that has Alzheimer's medication.
wouldn't you love to see or hear Biden and her talk? In a conversation.
Oh, my God. Well, good point, Donnie. Maybe that's why they never do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I feel
a great point.
I do. I feel sorry for Biden, and I feel sorry for whatever her name is. I've already forgotten it. You
Pelosi.
Guys will be
Pelosi.
No, not Pelosi. I don't feel sorry for her.
Oh, Weinstein?
Yeah. Feinstein.
Yeah. Pelosi. Pelosi actually said that the farmers in Florida are mad at DeSantis because they needed those illegals to work to pick the crops.
That's what
they
I just
deporting
said.
From the state. No, you just said.
Oh, yeah. I
you just said, yeah.
Right. Right. You're right.
I don't know what Florida farmers are calling her office.
I don't either.
What, you going to pick crops in the wintertime?
Yeah,
they bring their kids to work with them.
Yeah, probably.
What kind of dumb, crazy mess is that?
Oh, boy. That's crazy. Pelosi's 82 years old. Thank you.
I thought she was 87.
I thought she was 80, 81, so we're all wrong.
She walks past the barbecue pit sideways so she don't catch on fire. She's so dried up.
That's why your husband was with a young one, huh? Got caught in a wreck with a young lady, but nobody knows who that was.
Oh, the one in the car accident?
Yeah. We don't know who he hit, and we don't know the people that, or the lady was sitting in the passenger seat of his car. We don't know. I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
I want an age. in a picture if
just
I could get it.
Of, just a crop, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a, you gotta be kidding. A salesperson said, we serve the N-word. And he said, I need neighbors. And he said, it slipped out. Good God.
God.
I bet he didn't get the sail or whatever he's sailing. You guys can't hear it. I play it.
I don't know what they're getting pissed off from it for. You hear it on the radio all the time.
Radio?
When yeah, rap song.
N-word.
Somebody called FCC. That can't be said on regular radio.
Yeah, hell, it can't. Hell, you got rappers, female rappers, rapping about going to the abortion clinic to get rid of this thing.
Oh, man. It's been a long time since I listened to that kind of stuff. It used to be against the FCC guidelines.
It'd blow your mind now, Donnie. They can basically say anything they want.
Wow.
Damn. It's been a long time. Cinnamon usually catches me up on this stuff. I'm too old to listen to that rap. What was that? I heard
something. I was just laughing.
You were just laughing.
I was just giggling. Like I'm your, I'm the one that catches you up on the world of rap.
Well, used to be a disc jockey. I went from rock and roll to disco to rap, all in the whole time I was a disc jockey. We kept changing.
You were at the beginning of rap.
Yeah, beginning. I sure as hell didn't like disco. Oh, my God. I wanted to shoot myself. Oh, my God, I hated it. You know how many... Back then, we played albums, believe it or not. You actually had to work. How many times I queued up Donna Summers on that one album? Last Dance, Last Chance for Romance. Oh, my God. I wanted to shoot myself. These little teeny boppers. Will you play Donna Summers? Cause you think I can get me a little bit if you do, you know. I mean, I got calls like that. Kids thinking they're going to get a little bit.
from that song.
Not like they could get a rubber to fit. But anyway, I played it. I played it.
See, you never know.
You just never know, do I? No?
Yep, some you could be a godfather to a whole pack of kids.
Some of these kids would call in. I said, what the hell are you doing up? It's school night. I'm not going to school tomorrow. I said, you're not. Why? Because I don't want
there
to.
Was, there's
said,
the
oh,
beginning
you're
of it.
You're going to be stupid, huh? Okay. Well, you're so
you
stupid.
You get that one video I sent you about the girl cursing the bus driver out? Little black girl?
Yeah. What
it
the hell?
Thumbnail.
Oh, that was crazy.
What was she mad at the bus driver about?
He was telling her to sit down.
Told her what to do, and she didn't like it. She didn't like it at all. I wish I could play that. You know, I haven't tried to play any. Yeah, I did. I don't think I'd try to play anything with my mail, so let me try that. I tried everything else. Cinnamon, you got to be careful when you mess around with this little stool.
All somehow, I do is pick it up and pull it out.
No, you had it tangled up in wires today. I had to pick it up out of the wire. So
hard or soft stool.
Yeah, don't do that to him. Okay, I'm going to keep that till next week. Let me see. Oh, I tried. It doesn't work. Forget it. I wanted to play Jennifer Hudson and Family. Tell me about that, Bianchi.
Somebody was killing their family members.
Yeah, that's right.
Trump put them up in a hotel and provided security.
Yes,
so they could stay longer than they needed to.
Yep. Yes, he did. And what one is, so are they black feeding 100,000 people? What's that?
That's in India.
India cooks 90,000 meals in 3 hours.
That's those gold temples.
Jeez.
They feed over 100,000 people a day.
Just more.
Yeah, it says 90,000 meals they cook in 3 hours. That's cooking, right? That's cooking.
I wish they'd cook the meals over here.
Planned Parenthood donations to abort black babies only.
Oh yeah, I wish you could play that.
Oh my God,
I tell you what, I can play that.
Can you play that?
Let's see if I can find it.
That is unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I was listening.
I tell you the truth, it's something else, man. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, you guys talked about Kamala Harris and her.
No.
Her. Oh yeah, she got the White House had to backtrack her butt too. She said that they were gonna federal funds, emergency funds heading down to Florida. They'll make sure that they go to I think neighborhoods. It's gonna be divided by equity.
Yeah,
so they're going to go to the poor communities. Make sure that they're taken care of.
Oh boy, like she cares about the poor communities.
Mm-hmm. She didn't when she was in the DA's office.
No, she put them all in jail. Yeah,
oh,
the DA. She was Attorney General, California.
Yeah,
she would put your ass in jail.
She was putting parents' ass in jail because their kids weren't going to school. She thought that was funny.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Oh, I don't know if that's funny because the kids are losing, but they do that in Flint. So,
I know. She was crossing.
Because the guy I used to work with, his daughter didn't go to school, and finally they took him. Front of the judge, and he gave him one chance. You will be arrested. We'll come and get you wherever you are. If you're at work, we're going to come and get you. You make sure your daughter gets to school. Now, he's a big boy. He's a big fat guy, and she was even bigger than him and taller, and you know who's running the house. It's her. I retired. I don't know what happened in that crazy family. Crazy family. I wish I could play all this. Damn. Anyway, can't do it.
Well, talking about schools, there is a Michigan school. It's kind of closer to Saginaw, so up north, a little bit north of us. But it's not it's a good size school. It's not Detroit size or anything, but it's good size. Anyway.
Arthur Hill, Saginaw, Arthur Hill. I'm sorry.
No, it was Chippewa Valley.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the bomb kept going to the school board meetings and saying that, especially last year, because last year they didn't really think they needed to do the remote learning. and she kept saying, my kids are losing out. They're falling behind because of the remote learning. It's not working well for them. And the school board turned her over to the DOJ. Did a report up on her and turned it into the DOJ. Yeah. So she's suing them. She's suing them.
Oh, I don't believe
her. She's only
her.
Suing them for a buck, but she wants them slapped.
Did you hear that? And she's suing them for a dollar. $1.
Yep.
To prove a
she
point.
She wants slapped hard. Yep.
Yep.
I am not a terrorist.
Good Lord.
Her one son graduated, and then the other two, she took them out, and they're going to one of the Montessori schools.
What school?
She's paying. Montessori. It's kind of like Powers. You pay.
Oh, okay.
Pay to go.
Right. You're out of the district. Okay. That's why you pay.
Yeah. No, it's cool. You pay to go to the school. But you don't have to stay at the dorms. There's no dorms.
No. Just like Powers. Flint people had to pay to go to Powers.
Yeah, everybody had to pay to go to Powers.
I know, not everybody.
Yeah, unless you had a scholarship, everybody had to pay to go to Powers.
No, not everybody had to pay. Sorry.
Okay, when I was in school, everybody had to pay. Unless you got a scholarship.
Okay, well, but since you're a youngin', wearing diapers, I can tell you right now, that's how they got their damn football team. Everybody went to Powers. Daddy paid for it. No, Daddy paid for Eddie Henderson to go to Powers from Southwestern and paid from Flint.
Yeah.
And hold on. Because he wasn't a Catholic and he wasn't connected to anybody or like that, they didn't have to pay. But I'm saying when you were you grew up, maybe they did have to pay. I'm not saying they didn't.
Yeah.
But when they first opened, they didn't have to pay.
Yeah, you have to pay. Okay, I got to go on mute because I'm in the house.
Oh, I'll talk to you later. Hang on. I'll get Otis up here. Keep talking.
Good game, Pianchi.
Is anybody going to talk or what? What the hell's going on?
Where you guys go?
Where you guys go?
Pianchi, good game.
I heard Daniel say, Pianchi, good game, and then he went mute.
Where's Cinnamon?
She's right here, and she's got to shut
Frank?
The door.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm gonna play this video. This little, this little black girl on the school bus. You ready?
Hit it.
Here we go.
John, what?
Man, I'm gonna get my.
Wow.
God.
There you go.
Jesus.
God. And she was talking to the bus driver.
Yeah. She'd be walking for the rest of the year.
Oh, you go to jail for that.
And getting a spanking for sure. I don't know
her
how
parents ain't gonna.
No.
Heck, she can't be no more about
she looks
9 years old.
I was gonna say 10.
Yeah.
I can't I can't play it because Cinnamon's looking at me. I can't play it since you, or something happened. It's probably Skype or Blog Talk, one or the other.
That's what you put up with nowadays.
Yeah, and that's
this
something.
This is the stuff that's tearing the country apart because that kid is only one and probably a million or more, and then she's going to grow up and her kids is going to be that way or worse.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I ain't saying that white kids don't do this, but this is black kids. And blacks are always talking a bunch of crap about what the whites is doing to them.
Yeah, I agree.
California teacher exposed systemic racism.
Yeah. That's nice.
Daniel, I think I emailed this text. I messaged you with this.
Daniel. Damn.
Yeah.
These people. Wake up. Bianchi said something.
Yeah, he said he thought he messaged you. Were you talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
okay.
Daniel.
Here's the
one.
Here's
the drive to Alabama. You don't make me drive down there.
Check this out. You think that was something?
You're not too damn
what
old.
What you got?
No.
Y'all ready for this?
I don't know.
Here we go. Let's see what I need to do with this thing. I'll leave it like that.
I don't know. Uh-oh. What the hell is that? Why is somebody's phone ringing?
Bianchi's playing something.
Hello, Autumn. I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups? I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible? Absolutely. Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, you know, I could give money specifically for a black baby. That'd be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, you know, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name, you know. So that's definitely possible.
Oh, always.
And we just think, you know, the less black kids out there, the better.
Understandable. All right. This is the first time I've had a donor call and make this kind of request, so I'm excited, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Hello, this is Irene.
Hi. I'm interested in making a donation. I'd like to fund one abortion.
Okay.
I was wondering if that would be possible.
Yes, we can definitely put that.
Can I make the donation specifically for a minority group?
Like a specific group of color?
I mean, like, I want the abortion to be for an African-American baby.
Okay.
And I was wondering if that could be possible.
The exact amount we charge right now is $450 for an abortion.
Okay, $450.
Mm-hmm. And we can definitely designate it for an African-American.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
If I wanted to help fund multiple abortions, could you also specify that this to be done for a specific group?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I'm really excited, you know, because I really face trouble with affirmative action. I don't want my kids to be disadvantaged, against blacks within college and the bus.
Wow.
The less blacks out there, the better. So.
Yeah, it's a strange time for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you so much, and you're receiving the check.
All right, there's another one.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
I mean,
that really isn't even funny. I'm shocked.
Well, the thing is that your leaders, is that they want to get rid of Clarence Thomas because of his position on the last ruling.
Yeah.
And pay no attention to this.
Oh, man. That is something. Oh, God. I'm shocked. God.
That's just
you make
too
sure
much,
you send.
Man.
Did you send that to me? Because I didn't hear that.
Make yeah, sure you I sent that to you on email.
Okay. I want to make sure I have that.
I sent you a lot of emails.
Oh, I know. I got them. But I don't remember hearing that. 971, you're on. Okay, I'm muting you. Lucid Libertarian says she'll be on if she can, if she can make it. I think she's got a boyfriend, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I would read some of these, but I can't read tonight. My eyes are jumping everywhere. I got the, not the old man shakes, but I got, I don't know what it is. It happens. I jerk, and I've been jerking. Nah, that didn't sound right.
No, we all have that problem.
No. Well. Yeah, a lack of a better word. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway. That's why we won't go too long tonight. We got 9 minutes to go, folks. And this exciting show will be over. What do you think of that? All right. Yeah, good. I go to sleep early.
Did 971 ever come on or whoever?
Well,
they didn't say anything.
They didn't say nothing, so I went ahead. If you want to say something, push one again and then push one again. And that'll let me know you really do want to talk. I think when you push one again, the hand disappears. And push one again, it comes back on. I thought, oh, they hung up. Oh, man.
Huh.
That wasn't nice. Kind of hurt my feelings.
I mean, really? But,
all these people that call in with 8 minutes to go really do. And they expect you to listen to their as they troll you. What the hell is that?
So does that mean? So does that mean that this thing's over at 11? Don't you guys go past that or no?
Yeah, we usually do. Well, what the hell was that? Something about a cup holder.
I think.
Damn, it's on my it's the commercial. Am I? Yeah, I'm watching TV and listening.
You're watching TV.
I sent you another one.
Yeah, dude, I don't sit there and stare at the wall and listen to you guys. I watch TV and listen.
You're watching TV.
You know, funny thing too, Donnie. I don't hear your when you receive email. It usually rings on your computer.
You're not
you
hearing
the volume off.
No, I don't have the volume off. I just heard it plain as day. Wonder what
see
the hell
you got,
it is.
See if
I
you could, got an email
only,
from me.
I can only hear it, too, and I can't hear when Bianchi sends you something.
Wow.
Everybody can hear it.
Yep. Kind of silent.
Yeah. Well, I got to blame Cinnamon or Skype or Blog Talk. It's one of the three.
That was it right there.
Damn. You can donate to play. Oh, my God. That is.
The last one I sent you got a lot of stuff in about how Obama was coercing African countries trying to.
Gay?
Money. Huh?
To let gay people or to.
Gay people and the open up to gays and abortion. That son of a gun was no damn good.
Wow.
Right.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I'm not going to say that because he did a couple of things that was good, but that's what people voted for. So it's not for me to say that because I didn't vote for him the last time. I voted for him the first time because he was black.
I voted
nice.
For him. Yeah, I did too. I
it
thought
was
he
historic.
Would do better. I really thought he would do better.
Shit.
I thought he would kick ass. I said, I'm going to vote for him because he's not going to let down a whole race of people that depend on him. And
okay,
I went to work the next day and people were crying, white and black, but mostly black. They mm-hmm. they were these women that came up. I was on quality inspector, and they were bawling. They were so freaking happy.
Yeah, everybody was.
Yeah.
The whole
okay.
crowd never thought they'd ever see
let me,
it.
Let me say this real quick.
No.
Out of all the people that Obama or any Democrat could run against, Obama ran against the two worst Republicans we've probably ever had in our nation, Mitt
yeah.
Romney and John McCain.
Yeah. Mitt Romney had this thing in the bag. He was ahead in the polls early on. I mean, with about 3 weeks to go, he, you know, then all of a sudden that changed because he went in a ditch. Even Trump will tell you that. He says the same thing. He said, yeah, that fool was ahead. And then he went and sat by mama and didn't come back out of the house. And there you go.
Then, of course, McCain. Donnie, you can tell us all about John McCain.
I wouldn't vote for that moron. Oh, my God. And he got his ass handed to him. Thank you. Thank you very much. America, you did something right. You really did.
That's right. That election came out right.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did, because if McCain was president, him and Lindsey Graham would have had us in another war.
Yeah.
In another freaking war.
And Sarah Palin up there not knowing what the hell's going on.
She got, she says she got, Shanghai. She really couldn't talk and do what she wanted to do at all because McCain's people wouldn't let her.
Of course.
She said they even had everything I had to wear. They wouldn't let me wear anything else but what they bought. And when And when he lost, they took it all back. They took it all back.
They didn't get it. That's worse than Cinderella.
That's a fact.
That's worse than Cinderella.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, yeah. They took everything back. The shoes, the scarves, the gloves. Good Lord, everything. She said, I didn't
hair,
get the
hairspray.
I was grabbing my bra and panties to make sure I could get home. Take it. Oh, that was the way she put it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she was at, what the hell? I can't remember what part of, there was a group I was a part of. She talked. She was the lead speaker, and she told that story. She was good. She was funny, and she was pretty.
Still is.
Very pretty lady. Very pretty. And I forgot which Michigan basketball player she hooked up with. He was a professional.
Oh, really?
They got 90 seconds, folks, and if you want to, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock if you're on the West Coast, it's the Lucid Libertarian Show. Check it out on Blog Talk Radio at 6 on the West side and 9 on the East side. And if you want, it's a good show. It really is. I have fun on that show, actually. Frank just dropped off like a turkey. Anyway, tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian, 9 Eastern, 6 on the West Coast. And be there.
Yep.
We got a lot of people in the switchboard. People, I don't, 23. I don't know. Push one if you'd like to get on. Not. I'm going other places. See if I can get something to not play, but that ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Somebody sent me pure nude yoga.
Wow.
Pure nude yoga. I'm telling you. Okay, you guys are sentiment. Come here for a second. You guys are stunned, aren't you? Daniel, talk.
Yoga. All right, let me see. Let's see what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what have I watched this week. Mama found a video of some pictures of the dark side of the moon.
Well, here we go.
Of ancient cities.
Yeah. Ancient cities.
And an ancient spaceship.
You know what? There is no dark side of the moon. The moon rotates too. You didn't know that, did you?
It does. It does.
The moon rotates.
But because of the Earth, it rotates. It revolves around the Earth, and it does rotate.
Yeah, so what you say you can't see is the dark does come into view.
Well, the thing about it, I mean, there's always a dark side of the moon, and it's the same side.
It's a good song, too, by Pink Floyd.
Oh, wow. That's my favorite album.
There you go. Anyway.
Who could it be now?
Oh, God. Somebody shoot me. I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Oh, God. I can't even
money.
Remember. Welcome to WTAC, Flint, the Tri-City's most listened to station. Take it away, Daniel. Play your bullshit.
Yeah, you got the Wolfman Jack here. Yeah.
Wolfman Jack.
Hey, I don't care what you guys say. That was a good old times, man, listening to that. How about the, what's that one? Yeah, buddy.
Until he went to New York, I could get him. But
American Graffiti?
Yeah.
Great movie, man. Oh, my God.
And the race scene?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, what kind of vehicle was the dude in the white shirt, the yellow Ford? What
the
was
yellow
that?
Car, that was a Ford. That was like a 1950 something Ford.
Man.
54. Coupe.
What was he up against? He was up against a Thunderbird, wasn't he?
No, Chevy.
Oh, that was a Chevy. It was a big Chevy, whatever it was.
People drop off like flies now. We're talking about American Graffiti.
You know, it had a big engine in it, though.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good days. Wolfman Jack and playing those records.
Hell yeah.
And calling in.
I like the Wolfman. He when he went to New York, he was on with Stern, and I couldn't get him anymore. Stern was in Detroit. He was Hopalong Howard or something like that, or Hop Giddy Up Howard or something. It was a country station. Something stupid. They fired his butt. But he changed the face of radio, like him or not.
You know who a lot of subscribers paid for commercial time, paid for showtime was black churches. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. We had some black churches that on Sundays playing for radio time.
I know. I got some on my... On my cable. Oh, a Tesla driver was killed early Saturday morning in Manatee County, Florida. He hit a tree along I-75 and burst into flames. That's what you get for having a battery, son.
Oh, it was a battery-operated car?
Yeah, Tesla.
Lord.
Yeah, it was a Tesla.
This they said a car drove through a pole, through a deep water in one of them, then all of a sudden fish came up belly up.
Oh, Yankee. She went right.
You know, that's where they used to telephone fish. Didn't you do that when you was a kid?
What?
You didn't telephone fish? Remember them old crank telephones?
Yeah, yeah.
You take a wire on each one, put one to the bottom of the boat, and put the other one in the water, and crank on that, and the fish come up, belly up. It's
Yankee. Yankee.
You just
stop.
No, it's true. It's true.
I
you just
sure
roll
did.
Up to them and grab them. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Of course, if the game warden caught you with that, you'd be in some trouble. But
yeah, take Grandpa's phone off the wall.
If you could go to the spot where lightning strikes the water, you
oh,
get the fish, man.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. I do.
And we used to bring up worms. We used to take an extension cord and separate at the receptacle end, tie one end to a rod, and tie the other end to a rod, and drive it down the ground a little ways, about a foot, spaced out about 12 feet. Take a water hole and soak the ground.
Uh-huh.
Then we plug that bad boy in, the big ground, them night crawls would come up. Oh. So we get a pail of them, go fishing.
That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be the worm king of the north. I was raising worms, night crawlers.
Oh, yeah. You could do that in the house with newspapers in a box.
Yeah, well, my mom and dad wouldn't go for that, so I had to raise them outside. And all of a
they
sudden,
call them wigglies.
And all of a sudden,
they call them wigglies.
My dad went to work one morning. I got up, and they were gone. My little trunk I had them in was tipped over. Then
sense
I started. I was collecting gardener snakes. Don't ask me why, but I was. And
gardener snake, a hiss at you.
I think
to catch one
the
of them.
Biggest one, it was caught in my neighbor's fence. Boy, it was about a month ago. She called me, 3 weeks ago, she called me up. Can you come over here? Because she's afraid of snakes. I went over there and that's the biggest gardener snake I've seen. But he had this mesh wrapped around his head tighter. And I'm surprised he even survived. But I got him out and I didn't know he was going to be all right, but I rubbed his belly. That's what you do, you know, and a fish, too. You rub their belly, and sometimes they take off. But that gardener snake took off like a bat out of hell. I bet that gardener snake ain't coming back. Nope.
Yeah, man, we used to get some good fish. We used to get blue cat, but that's the best tasting fish.
Blue cat?
Meat. Mm-hmm. Blue cat. We got blue cat down there in Illinois or Mississippi come through to Illinois. Meat just
table.
Like mashed potatoes, boy.
Table Rock?
No, Table Rock's down there in Arkansas. We up around Alton, Illinois, where the Missouri and the Missouri River and the Mississippi.
Okay.
The confluence where they come together. One night I was out there on the river. We caught a 44-pound catfish. Boy, 40 big sucker.
Pound. Holy damn.
Good Lord.
Boy, he's a big sucker.
God dang, that's big.
So I'm going home, driving home. Must have been about 1 o'clock. I was speeding. The police stopped me. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I got something in the trunk. I got to hurry up and get home, put it on." "What you got in that trunk?" I said, "Well, I can show you." I went around, opened it. He said, "Good God, boy."
I bet he
Go
did.
"Go get that thing home and put it on ice."
Oh, hell yeah. I bet he did. Damn,
yeah, he did.
That's a big cat.
Woo.
Well, I was up north with my friend Don Stewart, and I didn't have a license. And Don didn't really have a license either. Well, I know he didn't have a license. Anyway, we were up there staying at his grandfather's cabin, and there was a horseshoe, and the salmon were getting his horseshoe, and they were dying anyway. They were already turning black, and you could just pick them up by your hand. Well, a trout got in there, a rainbow trout got in there, and he got this thing, threw it on the bank, and we had fish all along the bank, by the way, in the weeds. And the fish and game warden, he said, "Now, how long has that been laying there?" And Don said, 10, 15 minutes. "Oh, it's dead." Well, Don said, "Let me try." And he got that fish wiggling his tail and rubbing his belly. Boy, it took a while. It took about 4 minutes. We didn't think that was going to work. And then that damn thing took off like a out of the water, just skimming. And Don looked at that game warden, because he'd been a prick to us. He said, now what were you saying about a ticket? What? Because there goes his proof. He didn't know we had fish stacked all over the place. Thank you. That's a real
I've seen a bear catch a salmon. He was pregnant. He ran back on his hunches. Yeah, the fish was salmon was because he's going to spawn.
Oh, okay.
So he caught that big old salmon, reared back on his hunch and bit the head off and just licking those eggs out of it like he's licking ice cream cone.
I bet. Yeah, that's his caviar, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's caviar for trout, too, by the way. That's what I caught trout on, is eggs.
The rainbow trout?
Yep. Rainbow and a brownie. I had a brownie on my line. I never caught one. Boy, the old man told me, when he comes out of the water, bow to it. Put your pole down. Now, I did all that, and he still got off my damn line. Oh, I was upset.
Yeah, I never did care too much for rainbow trout to eat.
Yeah, I caught rainbows. We went out in the lake, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, caught some big ones, boy, and fry them right up on the boat.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go on land and fry them, spend the night. Then you can have some for breakfast.
We spent
fish
the night
grits
in the boat, too. We sure did. We had French fries. No, not French fries. Fried potatoes, fish, and that was the best.
Yeah, fried potatoes and onions.
Yeah, I ever had. That was really
good. That'll bring Bigfoot out the woods, that smell.
Oh, yeah. But he had to swim because we were way out there in Lake Michigan. He wouldn't swim out there for that, but it was good. It was certainly good. You wouldn't believe what we did with a deer. A friend of mine shot a doe.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle, on his uncle's property, he snuck me on because his uncle owned about 500 acres. And he had these blinds that had the phone. They had phones in them. And you pick it up and it automatically calls the house like a two-way radio. And you tell, if you got a deer, you tell some, you know, buddy, and they will come and get it on a four-wheeler and mm-hmm. put it on the back and drag, you know, or drag it out. Well, Don shot this doe, and his uncle said, "Never shoot a doe. Never. That's not going to happen." So he was pissed because they shot. But he said, "Well, we'll just hide it." And his uncle said, "I heard this. I heard you guys, or not me, because I wasn't even supposed to be there. But I came up with Don, and we didn't have the deer, and because Don was going to say, hey, we didn't get nothing. But the uncle said, I heard you shoot. What'd you get?" And Stuart said, a four point. And he had all these damn bucks hanging up on a rafter, you know, hanging down. And he said, go get that damn thing. Well, okay, but we're going to town first. It'll be a few hours. We went to town. He went to a hardware store, got plaster, got some kind of line that you could sew with a huge needle. He went to his grandfather's cabin. I watched him cut the head on top of that head out like a U, peel it back, get everything out of there, the brain, everything. And his grandfather had all these, you know, antlers is on the wall. So he found him a 4-point and he kind of measured it and he did this and that. He screwed in there with that plaster and it stayed, right? It looked like a 4, and he gutted it so you couldn't tell it was a female at all. So we put it on top of his damn truck. He had a Blazer at the time. So we had it on top of the truck, and we drove up there. Oh, no, son, we're going to hang that up. And the guy that's a caretaker for the land kept looking at it, saying, I don't recognize that. Said, I recognize all these, but I don't recognize yours. Oh, God. And then we're going to get busted anyway because he's got to tie this damn thing up, right, by the antlers and around. So he did it, and by the time the next day we went, and it was still there, but the guy was still saying, where do you get this thing? Where'd you get it? Because I don't remember seeing this. And Don said, well, it must have ran from another property. Well, I guess, because it's not one of ours. God damn, you know all the deer out here? I guess he did. Anyway, we took that deer down. And Don and I were putting it on top of his the Blazer, and he looked at me and he took the head of that thing and shook it, and it wouldn't have been too much longer that thing was going to be on the ground because he was wiggling those horns pretty good. But that's another good story, folks.
Well, if he was tracking that deer, he could have told it was a female because.
We just want
female
deer.
Female walks slew-footed. You didn't know that?
Well, we just wanted a deer, okay? And I shot one. Yeah, the next year I shot one. Not a doe. It was a button buck, but I go as a best eating. Ooh wee! But those old
gotta
ones.
Gotta let them hang. Gotta let them hang for about a week.
Took it home, put it in the tree, hung it down. And I think it was about 4 days, 5 days. It was ready.
4 or 5 days, it's ready.
Had a lot of
coat
onion.
Fall off of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sure had a lot of onions and fried her up, man. The back straps, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's better than any prime rib.
I have to tell a story about my dad.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
He's a big hunter. And there was one year he got the deer, and I didn't know he had gotten a deer yet because I was already, I went to work and then I went out with my friends after work. And he decided just to be the smart, because when we come in through the garage, because the garage was on the lower deck, and then we climb upstairs to the house. So I always came in through the garage. If I'd been out partying with my friends, you know, I'm not climbing up that hill. I'm going up the stairs. So, yep, he set up the trap right there in the middle of the garage, because you open up the door and the lights don't come on. if you're just pulling the door open. So I pulled the door open, walked face first right into the cavity of that damn deer. Oh, Lord. And I knew exactly what happened. And I couldn't scream because I knew he'd be up there waiting, just listening.
Scared
that
you,
was
huh?
The kind of... Oh, yeah.
That would scare you.
Walked right into the slab of something, yeah, in the middle of Halloween season.
Oh, yeah, that would
in the dark.
Scare. Yeah. Get your attention real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Man, Missouri got some big-ass deer, mule deer. I was sitting on a bluff one day overlooking the Mississippi, sitting down there on a rail looking at the water. We had been hunting, couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something coming up behind me. I looked around. It was a big mule deer, about as big as a horse.
Gosh, oh, boy. Dog.
How do you shoot that gun and let him go?
Oh,
man, they get big up there in them around Hannibal and Huck Finn neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I seen a swamp buck, and I thought it was a horse. And the old guy that we were hunting with, it was his land. He said, no, that's a swamp buck. And I kept staring at it. It was all dark, dark brown. Dark brown as you can get. And big. I said, damn. He said, if you get a chance to shoot one, don't, because they're not good eating at all. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't know. It'd be something to hang up right there. That's a big sucker.
You know, the good old days, Donnie. It was
I know.
America was great, man.
That's right.
Go out and catch you. Fill or shoot your fill of rabbits.
Yeah.
Missouri, they allow you 7. Come home and cook them bad boys with some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. I took some rabbits home to my mom. The only thing I didn't get is a pheasant. Went pheasant hunting a lot, and I didn't get nothing.
No, I never get a good deal. I didn't care for bird hunting.
And I didn't after a couple of years, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. When, I got it. What story? What was that? Oh, hold on. Yeah. Well, I was sitting in a blind on this guy, his uncle's property, right? And I hear all this commotion. Oh, and I said, oh, my God, it must be a herd of deer. I mean, it was good. They were trashing through the damn brush. And I had my 30-06 already. I'm ready. And it was not, I bet you 60 damn turkeys. Turkeys went right by my blind. Oh, and it wasn't turkey season, so I couldn't get one. But I could have reached out and grabbed one of them suckers, man. It was that close. And I couldn't believe it.
Punched him in the jaw.
I tell you what, my heart was beating like a freight train, thinking it was a deer. Oh, I had buck fever. Man,
deer down south. Deer down south look like a large German shepherd.
I know. I was going to say Alabama. I seen deer down there. How does the deer
it's
even
small.
Hold up? Rack. How does the deer even hold up his neck to hold up that rack? I never seen something so damn small in my life. They had racks. They had racks. I go, my God. They couldn't, you know, I had a St. Bernard. They weren't any bigger than that.
They wasn't that fat. They ain't that fat. There's some little things down here, man. I don't even know why you mess with them.
No, I didn't know anybody. I knew went hunting, but they never told me they went deer hunting down there.
Yeah, they kind of like a tannish gray. They don't even have no beautiful color to them.
Well, I seen them in Alabama. That was a pitiful sight. I didn't know.
Yeah, our deer ain't big at all.
No, they're not. I was surprised with everything they eat down there. You'd think they'd be huge. I had to be told.
You
what
know the.
I was looking at.
The you know what?
Everybody here.
Notice down south is the mole. Daniel, how you contend with the mole down there? That mole, you
look,
get in your refrigerator.
Oh yeah.
Them things have tore up this whole neighborhood, every yard in this neighborhood. Out at
no,
the mall.
Not the mole. I'm talking about the
mold. M-O-L-D.
M-O-L-D, John. You're not M-O-L-E.
Oh, the mold of what?
The mold to get on your food net.
Oh.
Get
oh.
on your walls if you get wet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the black mold, the dangerous stuff.
Black mold. Yeah. It get in your refrigerator on your onion.
Hey, that's the bread. That stuff grows everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a leak. Man.
Oh, I know.
I have. Yeah, it's bad news. I'm surprised more people don't die from it.
But down south, when my dad died, oh boy, we opened one of these closets and there was mold on all the coats in there. And the back wall was black. Oh my God.
Right.
Look at,
right. Yeah.
Look at the work I'm going to have to do in here. I tried to get Cinnamon to do it, but she wouldn't do it.
The only thing you can get it off with is vinegar.
I got it off.
Bleach, that don't work.
We went and spent about $80 on bullshit to clean all that crap all over the house.
Could have got you $1.50 jar of bleach.
Yeah, I guess.
Put it in
yeah,
atomizers.
Yeah.
No, vinegar, not bleach. Vinegar.
Didn't know that.
Whatever gets it.
There's a miracle drink. Go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was helping this guy tear down this. It was an old house in Elmont, you know, probably 150 years old, you know.
Yes.
And we got in the bathroom, and throughout the years, I guess, they just kept putting paneling on top of paneling. We got behind, you know, two or three layers of paneling and tile and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And black mold everywhere. Well, I mean, we had to put masks on, you know, because every time you swung a hammer, we were demolishing the bathroom because we were going to redo it. And I mean, it was that bad. It was everywhere, and we went clear down to the ground tearing this bathroom out. You had to. I mean, there
well, that mold get in the ground, you know. It gets into
yeah,
the ground.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
It
right.
comes up when it gets moist.
Down there, there's no basement. It gets right up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it stays so humid down here, especially in the summer, Donnie, you know.
Yeah.
That mold will grow anywhere. Places
yeah,
you wouldn't
over.
Think it would grow.
Yeah, it'll take
yeah,
over.
Yeah, take over. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will. Certainly
some
will.
Of these places, you don't even have no mice. The damn water table is so high.
Oh, okay. That's switching gears pretty quick. Okay.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right.
They live in the ground. The ground wet, drive them out of there. And the birds
yeah,
get them.
Yeah, it would, yeah. I guess it would.
What's the deal when Louisiana... I know you would know this, Pianchi, has a bunch of flooding or hurricanes or whatever. A lot of the coffins will come up out of the ground. And is that true? I've never seen it with my own eyes. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, a lot of them floated right out of the ocean during Katrina.
I mean, is
if
that
they
not
would,
crazy?
That's why they use them wooden. They use them those crypts. They put them above the ground. Even a crypt will come up out the ground.
Right.
If you got
right.
a seal.
That's
wow.
crazy.
Yeah, I heard that
what
too,
would you
Dan.
Do? Yeah, what would you do if I saw two or three coffins floating down the street, you know, during a hurricane?
All you could do is wave at them, keep on going.
Yeah.
Probably jump on top and try to keep afloat, huh?
I I guess you would say goodbye because you can't get out there to stop it. And that'd be something, though. You see your grandpa going down the street.
Right.
Down the French Quarter.
Especially if he sit up in that coffin.
Yeah, that's true.
Gosh.
Yeah. Especially down
that
there
in
Florida. Go ahead, Ron.
That did happen in Florida during Hurricane Ian.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Couple different cemeteries were...
Oh, I'm sorry. God dang. How in the hell did that happen?
Well, it did anyway. Hell, you just go right back to the damn dirt.
Well, you're in those crypts, those waterproof crypts. How in the hell did that water pick that shit up?
They're airtight, so they float to some extent.
Yeah, but you're 6 foot under. I mean, come on.
Oh, and the ground will get wet.
Yeah, and you're getting blasted with 155 mile an hour wind and rain. That might dig up some of that dirt.
It could, yeah.
The dirt becomes like a mud, comes like a plastic, and just pushes you right on out.
Yeah. Just like
other
the,
than quicksand.
Oh,
that's a horrible death. Quicksand.
Have you ever been up in some of that?
Quicksand.
Yeah.
No.
I never seen
it. I tie onto a tree before I go walking out. I don't know where the hell I am in case I do fall off in there.
Yeah.
What's that sand out in the deserts that, you know, just you step in and you just disappear? I mean, it's
never
not watery or anything. You know, it's on the one of the mummy movies.
Daniel.
Yeah.
A mummy movie.
Yeah, you know the movies, The Mummy.
No,
with Brendan Fraser.
I never watch that stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay, what about?
Believe that actually happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they
have spots out there in the desert. You step off in them, you're gone.
Yeah. They say there's pockets of air under the sand.
Okay.
And if you start stepping around on it, and you just go, you're gone.
Really?
You're gone. Yes,
sir. I never heard of that.
That's another place where you got stuff that's been lingering around for thousands of years in the desert.
Yeah.
If it become wet and stuff come back.
Yeah, a lot of desert was water or green at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see what they found off of one of the islands, Bermuda, somewhere out there? They were diving and they were looking for stuff, and they were looking for those planes that disappeared, actually those 7 military Air Force planes. Anyway, and they found what at their steps, like you see these steps up to the White House, you know, they were unbelievable. And they're thinking they found that whatever in the hell it's called,
Atlantis.
They think.
You know who got killed like that? Steve Cohen. He represented a group of white businesses that funded the civil rights movement. And his wife or girlfriend was Audrey Mellon of the Mellon Foundation.
Okay.
And they was flying somewhere around Bermuda and they ain't been found since.
Really? Well, they say they showed a compass that was going crazy, going backwards and spinning like hell. And one guy they interviewed, he'd been a pilot for over 30 years, and they found him at the airport, and they talked to him. He said where he was at, he was still an hour and a half away from Miami. And he said, all of a sudden, I'm in this tunnel, He said, I don't ask me how or why, but I was in how I got in this tunnel. And he said, pretty soon, you know, as soon as I came out, I was like, I could see Miami. He said, it was unbelievable. I could see, I took over an hour off my flight, and he's looking at his, you know, he said, I couldn't believe it. And I was looking at his mileage and his fuel. He said, yeah, my fuel was there. He said, it's never happened again, but it was like a time travel thing. He said, it scared the hell out of him. He didn't know what to think. He thought he was going to die. And then he thought he flew into the water because it kind of looked like that, you know, like a round tube of water. He had to be there.
Hell, they had a story during World War II that a bomber landed by itself. Wasn't nobody in the summer gun. Crew was dead.
Uh-huh.
I guess there was a B-23 or B-24. I don't know which one it was.
B-22.
Landed on the airfield by itself.
Are you sure that's a true story, Bianchi? Or are you just making one up?
No, it was on one of the war documentaries.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I like to check that out myself. But you got a lot of scary things going on down there in New Orleans. Have you been connected to any of that, Bianchi?
Hell no. My grandson was talking about going down there. I told him, no, you don't. You're crazy down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, they're killing. There's a lot of murders going on down there. I wouldn't go down there for a dollar. No way in hell.
Mm-mm.
No way. No, you tell Quentin to get to stay the hell out of there. No. You guys didn't hear
people
that mail? That mail this game? It just blew my ear out.
Well, whose game?
No, I don't hear it.
My mail. Well, let me just tell you this. Somebody sent me this, and I got it on tape, and I can't play it, but I'm going to save it. It's he's a former representative, Denver Riggleman from Virginia. He said, he previewed an interview. I'm going to try to read it. My eyes are screwed up. Interview that will air Sunday on CBS 60 Minutes. This I don't know when this came out. Okay, that he learned during his time as a technical advisor for the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot, there was no riot, that someone inside the White House called a rioter during the attack. And the CBS News correspondent, Bill Whitaker, asked, Did it hit you at one point that this is way bigger than it appeared in the beginning? And Wiggleman said, absolutely. You get a real aha moment when you see that the White House switchboard had connected to a rioter's phone while it's happening. That's pretty damn big aha moment. And Whitaker said, wait a minute, someone in the White House was calling one of the rioters while the riot was going on January 6th? And Wiggleman said, absolutely, because that was his job to track all this. He knows the guy that the call went to. He knows the guy. But he doesn't know who in the White House did the calling. It doesn't say. But it does say the White House. Anyway, I'll play that next Saturday night. Or if Daniel ever wants to do another show, you know how Daniel is. You know.
How
good old Daniel. Good old Daniel. You know how he is.
Yeah.
He's been calling me for the last 2 weeks, Bianchi, to do a UFO show. I'm going, yeah, we'll do it. You just call me, Daniel. I'll be right on it. Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you, Cousin Donnie. I'll call you. Oh, bullshit. He never called me. Hurt my feelings.
We're doing a UFO show.
I'm sure we are, Daniel.
I had to get a little more information because...
You said you had something last week. You said you had...
Yep.
So what are you telling me, Daniel? You were
I do.
Bullshit or what?
No. I've got a little bit.
Any bull?
There's a couple of more videos I need to watch to get a little more information.
All right. If you say so.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Donnie.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure it is, buddy. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Well, I have to hear it first, don't I? And I guess everybody else listening will have to hear it first. You know, you're not going to let us. That's okay.
Oh, no. I'm going to let y'all.
Sure you are. I know you are.
I'll just give you a hint, which we're all privy to the fact that there's stargates and portals all over this earth, right?
I think there's portals, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, Cinnamon says yes?
Yep.
Pianki's saying...
Pianki don't know.
He said, I ain't getting involved in this shit. Nope.
Well, y'all were just talking about the Bermuda Triangle, and it's been said, hey, it's... they use some kind of energy machine to track... Who knows? I don't know. Some type of waves around the Bermuda Triangle, and you know, there's more waves around the Bermuda Triangle than there is anywhere else of these specific kind of waves, and not ocean waves, by the way. And it's been somewhat proven, like y'all were talking about just a minute ago, that it is some type of portal or stargate. And all these ships and planes that have disappeared, some have reappeared.
Oh.
Most haven't, though. They're, you know, who knows where they are?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not on the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, that could
that's
be
a whole
it.
Other story, too.
Oh, yeah.
What the ocean's yeah. got going on.
Well, this country's got some problems, and
boy, you ain't lying.
These damn judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Some of these agencies, like the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how you're going to get all these. The only way I think you can get these illegals out is confiscate their assets. Because they're not supposed to be working.
No, are they... What act, you know, what do they have for us to take?
When they go to work, they get something. I don't know. I see them drive my old car.
And they
said we're against immigrants. We want them to come in the right way.
That's right.
Follow the law. Goddamn. Can't you follow the law? Nobody care about you boarding your baby. Follow the law of the state. You don't like what that state say, go someplace else.
Most of them are for cash money.
Over 2 million people have crossed our border.
Yeah, since when? That's just like lately.
Yeah. Overall, some people say it's between 11 and 30 million.
30, exactly, Pianki.
I would not doubt that.
Come on. What? I mean, how can we accommodate? I mean, we obviously are.
Yeah.
They got to go to your public schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's already the cash strap.
Mm-hmm.
These Democrats are just plumb crazy, man, where they just like to spend money. And then some Republicans ain't worth a damn. But I ain't never seen anybody. Yeah, these Democrats like to spend money. They think that giving money to people will help. It'll help as long as it lasts. When it's gone, now you're right back where you were.
That's right. Right? Exactly. Right back where you were.
You can have a big pile of money in your front yard, but if you're picking off of it every day and not doing anything productive, well, it's going to be gone. You'll be right back where you were, except you're fatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right there. Picking at it instead of replenishing it, you're done. Damn.
Yeah, that's a big problem. I mean, how many miles did Trump not finish on that border wall?
I don't hear any clear
data on that.
I don't know. The way he says it, it's very, very close to being done.
Right.
But, I seen a hole in Texas, and they were putting vans and trucks and everything else there to block the illegals. Yeah. Why don't you take some of that money, Mr. Abbott, Governor Abbott, and finish the damn thing? Because all of it's laying there. It's rusting, and it's getting. But one of the Democrats said, I seen somebody go over the damn wall. That thing doesn't work. Well, I want to see it not work, okay? Just show me.
Right.
Show me. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it completed and not work.
What they need is to put a moat on one side and fill it up with damn alligators.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Boy, you said a lot. A lot of people have said that. We don't want anybody to fall in, that's for damn sure, but I sure want you to come in this country, like Bianchi said, legal.
The right
it's
way.
Them,
right.
But I see all these young guys. They're young guys. I don't see...
Uh-huh.
I don't see... But
they don't look like they starve, Bill. You got women. You got women that's full-breasted, full-hip, got on new tennis. They look like they starving to me.
No, they're not starving. And they got money because we gave them money. They got a brand new iPhone. I can't even afford that, but they got a brand new one.
I don't even have one either, Donnie.
There you go.
They get money to alleviate the problems that they supposed to be escaping. But contrary to that, hell, if you fleeing tyranny, you don't run 1,200 miles to enter a country illegal. You're supposed to go to the next door country.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And then those countries down there belong to the Organization of American States, which is just like the UN. And once you get together, and whatever problems that they have with crime or cartels, eliminate them. I don't understand that myself. But, you know, Americans don't do what they should be doing. They need to be forming a militia and training. You should have 4 or 5 million militia people training, exercising, getting ready. You're damn right.
I don't know why they, like I said, there's a lot more militias in the Southwest than the Southeast or the North or Northwest. You know, I mean, these people are for real, you know, in the Southwest because they've been dealing with these immigrants coming across, you know. Like I said, we have, like, the Dothan Guns and the Jefferson Rangers. You know, these are groups of probably 500, I don't know, not many. We need to call up the state militia, and that's the people of the state itself.
You're damn right it is. And these women need to start learning how to shoot and wearing that damn gun.
That's right.
And have a backup in your bosom, a derringer.
Yep.
I like to see them. You know, you got to play politics rough with like these Democrats do. What are you going to do, tell women you can't? It's just like Clarence Thomas. Well, are you going to tell this woman she don't have a right to speak and seek her own mind?
Yeah, she testified.
I like to know how that sounds.
He did testify. And Cinnamon, could you come here if you're still listening? Yeah, she testified, and she said, no, she didn't talk to Clarence Thomas at all. Not at all. This is her opinion. She can have her own opinion.
Yeah.
That's right. It's her opinion. It's her own opinion, right? If you want to use the old cliche, my body, my choice, it's her opinion, her choice.
That's right.
You mean tell me wives got to get permission from their husbands? Oh, yeah, that's what you like to have that go over.
Yeah. She did her own show. She did her own show. She had her own guests. And she didn't put up with, she didn't agree sometimes with the decisions of the Supreme Court. And a lot of times she did. But she didn't look like a lady that was going to let somebody tell her what to think. And
yeah.
I'm glad she went to testify. I'm glad she went to testify and stick it up stupid ass.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but a bunch of damn monkey show anyway.
Hey, did you hear? Who said it? Damn, I bet I could find it somewhere. Oh, I can't play it. Liz Cheney, they're saying somebody in the House is getting a group together trying to make Liz Cheney the Speaker of the House.
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
She lost, didn't she?
Yeah, but you know.
Yes, she lost.
Yeah, she did, but you know they can appoint anybody they want to appoint. To be House Speaker, they could appoint me if they would vote for me. I'd be House Speaker. You don't have to be voted in to be a House Speaker.
Yeah, I would too. I'd go in there with my T-shirt on, kill Whitey, and all that.
Yeah.
We got a good one now.
You know, you must like
T-shirt. Wait a minute. When I dropped that gavel, boy, everything would turn around. You lousy anti-constitution SOBs, I got something for you.
You know. Jesus.
Change the flag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Jesus. Oh, I would love them to do that. They were talking about Trump naming him House Speaker at one time. Minority
I remember that.
We need to get 100 million votes for him or more.
Yeah. When you thought 74 million would be enough, it isn't enough. They can shut down the voting halls and haul in all the votes, all the ballots they need, and cheat and get away with it, and that's why they shut the damn polling down. I'm telling you that. Matter of fact, today before Trump spoke, there was a lady from Detroit that was one of the. She testified about the cheating and what was going on in Detroit where she was. And she was down there. Well, I call it Cobo Hall, but it's the big counting place they were at. And she said, well, I seen them have ballots and boxes underneath tables. And I said to the manager, I said, how about these? Oh, they've been counted already. They've been counted. And she said, I personally seen somebody look at a ballot and showed her friend, and they made a face, both of them, and threw it in the counted pile without putting in, you know, through the machine, because it was Trump. The person was voting for Trump and John James.
Yep.
John James, I don't know why in the hell, no, you know, how he can't get in. Jesus. What kind of, you know, Stabenow did nothing for the state of Michigan or the United States of America. That pig needs to retire. Sorry about calling you a pig, but you are a pig, as far as I'm concerned. Stealing money from the people.
Yeah.
You see this new different varieties of meat that Oscar Mayer is coming out with? They got pumpkin spice bologna. They got licorice hot dogs. Good gracious, man. Hollowed licorice hot dogs. They black.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, I haven't seen that before. Cinnamon, do me a favor. Don't ever bring something home like that. And when I was in Alabama years ago, I used to love hot dogs. So we were down there, and we went to L&S.
Yep.
And they had these hot dogs. My mom said, get you a pack of those hot dogs. They were redder than hell. I said, those look like dog dicks, Mom. They did. They looked like dog dicks. I'm sorry. They did. And I said, I ain't eating none of that. What the hell? Oh, come on. They're hot dogs. I said, no, nah, they're something else. I don't know what the hell they are. They don't look like our hot dogs. I said, no, ain't going to do it. Nope, nope, nope. Sorry, Charlie.
Well,
go ahead.
The military intel
on the
voting. Now, this is because they knew who printed the ballots. They put a non-radio isotope on each and every ballot sent out.
Now that
every ballot that was made, and they were able to track them.
Well, that's
they have all this information.
Hold on for a minute. I can't think of the guy's name. He came out and said that on Alex Jones' show. He's the guy that did the mystery government and all that movies. Well, they used this guy to, you know, as a. He told them the stories anyway. CIA, he was a psyops and all this other crap. And he said they did that exactly what you just said. And
yeah, Brown is his last name.
What's his name?
His last name is Brown. I can't remember.
No, it's not Brown.
Brown.
Right? No, it's not
I'm
Brown.
Are we talking about the author, and then they use
movies? I'm talking about the guy that, you know, they talked to, that he talked to. I can't think of the damn author. You say it. You read his books. Name some authors, honey. You read all the time.
I had a long day.
Okay, I'm sorry. You did. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, it slipped from the military, or they let it slip out.
Hmm.
2020, Trump received 105 million votes. That would make sense.
105 million?
Exactly.
Where'd you get this information?
One of the videos I watch off the internet. One of my little people always watch. He's ex-military.
Well, how do you know 105 million? How does this guy know? I'm just asking.
He's ex-military, and the military are the ones that have tracked all the votes. They knew on election day how many votes Trump truly got and how many votes Biden truly got.
Okay. Well, this guy that said the same thing that you're saying, but not, he didn't say that, 105 million. He said it's going to come out. He said soon.
Tom
but it
Clancy.
Didn't come out. Yeah, Tom Clancy. Now, who in the hell, I got to remember who in the hell he wrote, this guy he wrote about. I mean, it's like that. Oh, God, my memory shot the hell. I'm sorry. Ah, damn. Never mind. God, it's frustrating as hell. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah, it was Tom Clancy. You're right. And anyway, this guy, whoever, I can't even think of his stinking name. He's got a website, and I forgot what the hell it is. Anyway, there you go. Now this won't say anymore.
So he's talking the same thing that this guy is talking.
Yeah. He said that's what they put on every ballot. And he said it'll come out sometime. At first he said pretty soon, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to, and he came back on the show. He said, I'll never come back on your show again if it's not released by this time, and it didn't. And Jones heard something from somebody else that he wouldn't name that they did the same thing, so he got the guy back on. And said, there's a fight. They want to bust these people, but they're high up people.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I got to see it to believe it, brother.
The only way to bust them is to have them believe that something's going to happen, like a bunch of conservatives getting together false information coming from this white hat conservative movement, and they pounce on it. These black hats do, the cabal, the globalists, whatever, they pounce on it. It's nothing but a sting operation. You know, they're sitting there picking them off one by one. You know, they show up or they put planes in the air to spy. You know, they're just waiting for the planes to go in there. They're just waiting for these people to show up, and little by little, like you said, they're getting the big dogs. They're finally getting to the big dogs. It took a lot of minions to go down, but they're finally getting to the big dogs.
Well, we'll see. I hope that's true. I do. Because a lot of people will be going to prison on that. By the way, there's another investigation on Hillary Clinton. I heard it on the news today that it's about a bunch of 200 and something million or something like that. I just caught a little bit of it, but they said it's ongoing investigation about the IRS is doing it. And there you go. I believe that when I see it too.
Right, you know? yeah. But it sounds great.
Yeah,
her
voice sounds good. If her butt tightens up and they don't do anything but her butt tightens up, that's good enough for me. You know, I'll take it. I'll take it if it's scared of that bitch. You bet I will. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's almost evil.
Yeah, I got a picture of, it's a tape and I can't play it, but it's Fort Myers Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could see this. You gotta Google Fort Myers Beach. I mean, this is crazy. Never seen anything like this.
Is it a video?
Yeah, it's a video. What's the name of this video? It's a newscast. I know that. Oh, this poor old man's got his dog. And he's just looking where he used to live. It says Breitbart. Go to Breitbart. Come.
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah, that lady, the reporter said it looks like a war zone. Oh, look at the damn boat. Holy shit. Pick that big-ass boat. a golf cart and a palm trees. This is insane.
Yeah,
my mom's neighbors, they had a house down in Florida. They had a trailer down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
And they got a cabin up north. They were getting ready to go down to see how much damage. And the HOA that they live in, the guy that the head of it called him and told him, he said, don't even come down. He said, there's nothing left. And he said, well, what do you mean there's nothing left? He said, no. He said, I'm not kidding. He said, you can maybe pick out a shovel, maybe a hoe. He said, but other than that, there's nothing left. It's gone.
Wow.
God.
I already hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he said they weren't, they're not the only ones. The whole trailer park. And they were one of three in that area. They were each their own individual homeowners associations. All three of them were completely wiped out. The whole town was wiped out, actually. Because they were right there at Fort Myers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Fort Myers looked like it just... got
nuclear bomb.
Look at this. There's a boat on top of a Chevrolet truck. The insurance company is going to be swamped with, putting people.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
What's that?
That these insurance companies, how they can stay afloat, man.
I'll tell you why. You've got hurricane insurance, and that's what what they had on their house, but they did not have water insurance. So water insurance would cover floods. So even though a hurricane will come through and blast you down, you're betting that you're not going to get flooded out also.
Well, hold on. He asked something else on.
But that's how the insurance companies do it.
No,
plus, you've got FEMA. My mom, anybody that lives by water now and has any kind of mortgage on their home, they have to pay a FEMA insurance besides your regular homeowner's insurance. Yeah, my mom had to fight because my mom lives in Swartz Creek. And when I'm telling you, the creek in Swartz Creek is just a little creek. It is.
It is.
And she was having to pay like $650 a year to pay for FEMA insurance. And the only thing that the insurance would cover is if her house got knocked off its foundation.
Yeah.
Well, my mom's on a... Yeah. That creek is never going to rise that high and that fast to blast a house off a concrete foundation. But she fought for a few years now, and she finally got it where she doesn't have to pay it.
Good
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how this whole thing. Yeah, that was started under Bush. Remember the good job, Brownie? Yeah.
No,
that's when
people
started becoming insurers. And you have to pay. And what they do is they look at the Army of Engineer maps and they decide like what body of water is gonna do a 100-year flood.
Yeah.
And if they decide you're in that plane, it's up to you to prove that you're not.
And just think, you're paying, I don't know how much money to be on this beach. You're going to pay.
Yeah.
Everybody's paying. They don't use it. You don't use it for years and years and years. They got the money, buddy. They got the cash to be paying these people off.
I know in North Carolina, when they had the tornado, when it hit the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
They used to, the beach area that was across the street, it was called the Outer Banks because the beach came in and you went up a bank. So the road was here and then you could build your houses past the road. And so you were still up high enough, like if a hurricane came through and you got like the massive waves, it's still not going to cause you that much damage right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the city decided they wanted the tax dollars. So they got these New Yorkers came down and were pestering all the city councils that they want to be able to build on the beach. And they were going to build on, you know, and they built these massive homes. And they built them on stilts. Oh, we're going to be on stilts. We'll be just fine. And they got, and it just wiped everything out. But it in turn caused problems with the people that were on the right side of the road because it smashed all of that. Besides the water coming, then you've got three dozen freaking micro mansions slamming into you.
Right, right. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So they couldn't, they got away with getting insurance paid out on that one. After that, the insurance company said, no, we will not cover you. And the cities told them, okay, the next time a hurricane comes through and you rebuild in that same spot, that same kind of house, we're going to charge you for damage to other properties because it's your house that damaged other properties, not the hurricane.
Yeah, and they also...
And so that's how they kind of dissuaded the New York people that this is not what you want to do.
I was going to say, New York, when they had that big flood, I can't remember the guy that had the show. He had a new show on ABC, and he had a house that was completely destroyed, but he was interred. Everything was covered and everything. But they also told him, you build here again, it's going to be on you. You know,
yeah.
It's you. Well, let me just say this real quick. A fourth grade student in Macon, Georgia is getting a lot of attention for staying cool under pressure when someone needed help. Now, I'm going to try to say this right. Ja'Kayla Hardy was recognized in front of a big crowd during a Rutland High School football game Thursday when she was given an award. It's called caring, she said. You helping people, said Hardy, who is a junior fire marshal at Bruce Elementary School. Elementary lady. Girl.
Wow.
Aaron Allen, the junior fire marshal instructor, described her as an outspoken and lovable. And what did she do? Well, let me get to that. Hardy's skills was recently put to test when she noticed a man who was unconscious laying underneath the bleachers during a football game. She immediately went into first responder mode and notified Coach Jamarcus Johnson about what she found. Thanks to her skills, the man received prompt medical attention. That's special to us because a 10-year-old girl saved someone's life. She wanted to make sure that she knew that how good, I can't hardly read, kids. She knew.